listener production.
Hey, it's Rosie O'Brien with you. A big announcement from the Prime Minister at Beef Week. A $519 million future drought fund will be established. Anthony Albanese announcing the news to farmers in central Queensland today, saying it will help build resilience in the sector.
The fund is important when events occur to be able to assist with recovery. But what we also know is that the science tells us when it comes to climate change, there will be more extreme weather events.
A nervous wait for Northwest mortgage holders, with the Reserve Bank of Australia meeting this afternoon. They'll decide whether to keep the cash rate at 4.35%, lower it or increase it. 23 clinicians across the Northwest region have now been trained to use the new rape kits provided by the state government. Our reporter Dan McRae explains the kits are vital for collecting forensic evidence after a sexual assault.
Since they were introduced in September last year, the new and improved kits have been used 534 times statewide. That's more than two per day. An average of 9 doctors and 12 nurses per hospital and health service have received the training, though the rollout has been varied, with some regions having as few as 1 trained doctor. It is worth noting, though, Forensic Medicine Queensland does have a 24/7 hotline to help untrained medical officers administer the kits.
Aussie farmland values have now recorded a decade of unbroken growth, with the national median price rising 6.4% over the past 12 months. Total transactions throughout last year equated to 6 million hectares of land traded at a combined value of $14.5 billion. Andrew Smith from Rural Bank says it caps off an extraordinary period, although the pace of growth is slowing.
This marked the 10th consecutive year of growth. However, it also represents a slowdown compared to recent years.
And locals interested in helping Mount Isa become a tourism hotspot are encouraged to attend a council brainstorming session tonight, 5:30 p.m. at Outback at Isa.